FORSA are very concerned in relation to what the HSE call their pay and numbers strategy, which is basically a ceiling on recruitment by another name. It restricts the recruitment processes in the area. And the number of vacancies in the area are massive for a small region like Donegal. For example, we've got a clerical and admin vacancies in the hospital of like 20 and 30, a very complicated approval process. In the community, we've lost development posts. We've got a reduction in OT in adults and paediatrics, so that's occupational therapy for assessing people in their home and getting them out of hospital. So as you can see, there are so many concerns that FORSA has in relation to our members and in relation to the services that we are providing to our families and our clients in Donegal, that we actually feel we have no choice but to take this action.
In terms of Letterkenny University Hospital, we're told that there are also difficulties recruiting consultants and other senior staff. And the suggestion has been made that one of the reasons that is a problem is because the support staff aren't there, and that people feel if they come to Letterkenny, they're coming to a hospital that's in crisis because the support staff are not being recruited.
And I'd 100% agree with that analogy, actually. I think that sometimes there is an underestimation of the level of support that the clerical and admin and managerial grades that FORSA represent are the backbone of all the services that are provided in the HSE. And like you say, if they bring in a new consultant, but they don't have somebody booking the appointments, they don't have anybody to greet their patients, then obviously consultants are going to be saying, I'm not going to be able to do my job without those supports in place. Absolutely, I'd agree.